English Across the Pond.
Hello, 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 hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, English Across the Pond listeners, to wherever you are from around the world, because we know we have listeners from almost every part of the world. Welcome back to another episode. This is episode 282. We're in the middle of November already. 2021 is coming to an end. Whew, a lot to think about.
You're getting philosophical.
What you don't have to think about is practicing your English, because you are here in the right place to do that. And if you want to go even deeper, if you want to go even more, if you want more Jennifer and Dan, then come into our free Telegram group. The link to our Telegram group is on our website, englishacrossthepond.com/community. You can also find the link in our show notes of wherever you are listening to this website. And if you're wondering, Jennifer and Dan, who is that? Well, it is me and my wonderful podcast co-host.
Hoo-yah.
My name's Jennifer. Hoo-yah. If we have never met, I am from the US. Hi.
My name is Dan, and if we've never met, why not? Where? What's going on? Why? You don't hide away. I'm right here. Come say hi. Maybe we won't handshake. Maybe, mwah, mwah. No. Keep away, please. I know you're tempted. Please keep a respectful distance. We're living in different times. My name's Dan. I'm a British English teacher. I live on a small island in the northwest of Europe. It's dark. It's cold. Like my heart. Sorry.
Aw, no way. Don't let this big ball of love fool you. You can listen to Dan and I right here every single Friday.
Amazing.
Are right here recording episodes, teaching you English, having natural conversations, and we're also in Telegram chatting with some of our members, some of our listeners.
Yeah.
Members, you say? Yes, you can even become a member of this podcast. A member is somebody who wants to go even deeper than the free Telegram, invest some money in their English, and get weekly learning resources like transcript, vocabulary lists, vocabulary lessons, pronunciation lessons, grammar lessons, and weekly group calls. That's right, we have 7 of them. 7 opportunities for you to join us, other listeners, other members, and practice real conversations. Are we ready to get into some fun today?
Yeah, let's have some pun. Oh, hold on though. Before we start, I need to tell you about my friend. He has a bakery, but unfortunately last night it burnt down, so now his business is toast. Woo! Now we're talking. You see, now to explain, no, we won't explain it. We will explain it, like we'll explain it for our members, but my friend's bakery burned down last night. Now his business is toast. Woohoo! Sorry.
Ba-dum-tsh.
My daughter's walking by and clapping. Thank you, darling. Yeah.
So Dan just told a joke. And it was a joke with a pun. P-U-N. Pun. A pun is a funny way of using a word. In this case, he used toast. We can also have phrases that are puns. So a funny way of using a word or a phrase so that more than one meaning is suggested or hinted. So in this case, toast is going to have multiple meanings.
Yeah.
So we can also call it a word play or a play on words. And it's just a fun way to play with language. I would say every language has puns, right?
I actually, it's a very good question. I don't know. There may be a language where, you know, it doesn't work that way, but you would think so. You would think so, Jennifer. I mean, if not, what a pity.
Are you not, what? Oh, what a pity.
Are you Googling, are you?
No, what a pity. No, I was waiting for you to finish. I thought, hear pity, so.
I thought you were like, does every language have puns? So, yes, of course, there is just a pun on its own, which, of course, if you're a native speaker, can be extremely funny or indeed punny. But, of course, the way to make a joke not funny is to explain it. That's how to kill a joke. But we may end up explaining our puns here. So hopefully you can hear the joke to begin with, and then we'll maybe go in a little deeper into how these puns work and why they're funny. Like the two meanings of toast, for example.
I actually think the best idea would be to have that be our vocabulary lesson this week.
Good idea.
For our members. So, all of our listeners, at the end of every single episode, we have what we call a language focus. If you have been listening since episode one, you know they've shifted and changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
Right now, our language focus is a deeper dive into some of the vocabulary from the episode. We choose about one or two vocabulary words in our language focus in this free Friday episode. And then each week our members get between 4 and 6 vocabulary word definition deep dive, a bonus conversation and vocabulary lesson. So we will go into the explanations, the explanations there. Oh, what I wanted to say was kind of the last thought on, like, does every language have a pun?
Yeah.
What's really hard and interesting about puns, in my opinion, is when you understand them in another language, it really, really shows this level of fluency.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're kind of getting a little bit of, like, the sarcasm, you're getting jokes, you're understanding the multiple meanings. And puns are all about vocabulary. There's a lot of pronunciation that you need to understand in it. Word linking and how things connect. So if you are listening to this episode, and as we get into some of these puns and joke examples, if you're not understanding, don't worry, because they are quite challenging. And then, of course, you would just become a member, come inside, and learn more with us.
Let's go.
Yeah. So, did you hear about that man that attacked me?
No.
A man just attacked me with milk, cream, and butter.
Wow.
I mean, how dare he?
Very good. How dare.
Doesn't he know I'm vegan? Ooh, but a double joke.
Yeah. Right, listen carefully. The Roman emperors, what? Hello, Italian fans. Hello, Roman Milanese listeners all over beautiful Italy. I'm thinking Valentina. Monica, the Roman emperor's wife hates playing hide and seek. You know the game hide and seek, yeah?
Yeah.
The Roman emperor's wife hates playing hide and seek because wherever she goes, Julius Caesar. I rule. Yeah, good. Huh? Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar.
Caesar.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so speaking of Italy, did you hear about the Roman cannibal whose wife disappeared?
No.
He said he was Gladiator.
That's good, actually.
He said he was Gladiator.
Yeah, Gladiator. I've got a phrasal verb one. You ready?
Yeah, I love phrasal verbs.
This is actually like a bit obscure. Well, we'll see how we go. So, A cow. I was, Jennifer, I was recently in Montana, and there was a cowboy, and he asked me, or a cow person, what do I call a cowboy nowadays?
Well, it could be, if you know they identify with the he and him pronouns, cowboy, cowgirl, or cow person.
Cow person, good. A cow person, no fixed gender, asked me if I could help him round up his 18 cows. So I said, sure, 20 cows. Come on!
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Yeah? No?
Uh-oh.
No.
Yeah. I didn't get it. Okay, say it one more time. See, even native speakers will sometimes miss the punchline.
I told you, this one is a bit weird. Carry on. Yeah, this is a bit odd. Right. My cow person friend, no fixed gender, hello Rainbow Nation, asked me if I could help him round up his 18 cows. I said, sure, you've got 20 cows.
Nice. Okay, there we go. I feel like there's a little bit of math in there.
Yes, yes. It's a little
phrasal
bit
verb.
Yeah. So to round up and to round up.
Round up.
Yeah, yeah.
To round up to go higher in the number. Uh-huh, okay.
Yeah. Nice, yeah. Clever, isn't it?
Yeah, what, that one's a good one.
You should tell your husband later and see if he, you know.
So then sometimes the thing with puns, right, is like that one didn't have me like slapping my knee. Like,
no.
You know, a knee slapper is something that's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
That one didn't have me slapping my knee as much as Julius Caesar.
But I think there's also, you could maybe say, we would, you know, like laugh your head off. We can also say, do you say like to have had me in stitches? He had me in stitches.
You had me in stitches. I think that's a more of a British, English. Yeah. But I guess, so now I'm having, I don't know if I've heard that like in my Australian days.
Oh, maybe.
Living in Down Under or... Yeah. If it's used here, now I'm confused. But either way, yeah. Had me in stitches. You had me laughing so hard. I busted open.
Yeah. But there may also be kind of like, I mean, not necessarily with my cowboy one, but you might say, oh, you know, that's clever. You know, you might really appreciate the pun, even if you don't laugh your head off.
Yeah. So... other ways to say laughing your head off or laughing so hard. Oh, you had me in stitches. I busted up laughing. Busted up. And I think that's probably where the stitches thing comes from.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure.
You know, because if you bust up, you like, you open. So you need to be stitched or sewed back up.
Can I tell an... I've got one about America. Can I tell another one?
Is it going to be offensive?
No.
Just kidding. Oh, I would never be offended. Not.
Of course not. It's the land of the free and the home of the brave. I wouldn't. Okay. Listen carefully. This is actually quite clever, I think. Not maybe. Right. The machine at the American coin factory just suddenly stopped working.
Oh, no.
It doesn't make any sense. That's all right, isn't it? It doesn't make any sense.
That was a good one.
It's clever, isn't it?
It doesn't make any sense.
Say that to your son later and see what, and then just keep saying.
That would go right over his head.
Yeah, but just keep saying it. He'll get it by the time
and
he's 9,
he'll,
10,
he'll
11,
12. Telling other people.
Yeah, maybe. Just doesn't make any sense. Clever.
Just doesn't make any sense. So... go right over the head. That's usually something we would probably, that's definitely something we would highlight in the language focus. But because we're going to focus our vocabulary on these puns to really, really, really make sure our members can like learn the vocabulary, master the pronunciation, and kind of support overall fluency. When something goes right over your head, we'll talk about it here in this episode right now. If it goes right over your head, phew, you can even use the body language. Take your hand and like slide it over your head. And it means that you just completely missed the joke or you completely missed what was said. You didn't understand. It went over your head. You just did not understand.
And Perfect. To add to that, maybe in the US, but certainly in the UK, if you're having coffee with your friends and somebody, maybe not a joke, maybe just a story with an important message, if you completely just don't get it, you can just, as Jennifer said, you make your hand like flat, and you have it horizontal, and you move it over the top of your head like fast, you know, from in front of you. You take it back. I feel like we need a video.
I feel like that's going to be in Telegram this week.
Yeah, and you don't have to say anything. You can just do that action. You don't have to say that completely went over my head. You just do the, and then maybe shrug your shoulders or, you know, take a drink of coffee or something. Yeah, you don't have to say that went over my head. You just go.
And you kind of make that noise too.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to reiterate, I want to say again, if you're listening to this episode, and if this is your first episode, not every episode is going to be this challenging. Oh, go back, listen to 2-8, one, listen to 280, listen to some of our other episodes to kind of see what our usual conversations are about. This one is a little different, but again, so much fun and so helpful for fluency.
Yeah.
But if you're kind of feeling like, oh, I'm not really understanding any of these, all of these are going over my head, remember, you can go back and listen again and again, kind of listen to the punchline. Dan and I often repeat the part that is kind of the pun itself. And then, yeah, you know,
I'd
ask
like
us
this
a question. Let us know.
And I'd just like to add to the lady who invented zero, thanks for nothing.
Thanks for nothing.
I'm still here. Sorry. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, Dan. What kind of cheese is not your cheese?
Oh. Nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese! Not your cheese, my cheese. Not your cheese, my cheese.
Not your cheese. Nacho cheese.
Nacho.
Yeah.
Nacho cheese.
I've got one more, and it's a bit complicated again. I apologize. Right. It's a bit surreal. It's like a Salvador Dali pun. Right. My sister,
nice.
Ruth, she bet me that I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove past her. Sorry. Woo! It's funny. We've had three Italian ones.
Say the punchline of that one again. You should have seen her.
When I drove past her.
So I actually love and can't wait to deep dive into this one because this one is really like...
Clever,
that one
it?
Wouldn't really work as well in American English.
Oh,
and
nice.
We'll go into why in our
is it
in
because
our vocabulary bonus
is it lesson. Because you haven't got a sense of humor? I'm joking. Stop it. That was good, wasn't it?
You know what's really unfortunate?
God, go on.
When you get a bladder infection.
Ooh.
Man, you know you're in trouble.
Go on.
Huh?
I got
Did
it.
You want me to repeat it?
No.
When you
no,
get a bladder
no,
infection.
No.
When you get a bladder infection, you know you're in trouble.
That's a clever way to do it because you've really hidden it in there. You know you're in trouble. Yeah, good one. I actually thought you hadn't finished.
No. Like. So, I don't know. That was 10 good puns. Should we say them again just at the end really quickly?
Yeah, sure.
Remind you what yours are.
I've got mine here. It's okay. I've got them.
Oh, so you started with toast.
Yeah. My friend's bakery burned down last night. Now his business is toast.
A man just attacked me with milk, cream, and butter.
Mm.
I mean, how dare he?
I actually think they're funny. I am actually... The Roman emperor's wife hates playing hide and seek because wherever she goes, Julius Caesar.
I think that one might be one of my favourites.
Speaking it's my joke, and I've already told it, and I'm still laughing. Carry on, sorry.
I know. Did you hear about the Roman cannibal whose wife disappeared?
No.
He said he was gladiator.
A cowboy asked me if I could help him round up 18 cows. I said, sure, 20 cows.
That one's growing on me. You jumped in with your American one here.
The machine at the American coin factory just suddenly stopped working. There's no explanation. It doesn't make sense. Beautiful.
The lady who created Zero?
Oh, yeah. To the lady who created Zero. Thanks for nothing.
Ba-dum-psh. I like that one.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese is not your cheese?
Nacho cheese!
Nacho cheese!
Nacho cheese! My last one.
Nacho cheese. Yep.
My sister bet that I couldn't build a car out of spaghetti. You should have seen her face when I drove past her.
And finally, my when favorite. You get a bladder infection, you know, you're in trouble.
That's quite mean that you've hidden it away in there. There's like a secret joke hidden inside there. Well,
that's all about American English linking in pronunciation.
Yeah, you're in trouble.
That was fun.
That was fun. I enjoyed that. Until the next time. Oh,
head over to our website right now.
Yeah.
Sign up for Telegram. Yeah. Let's have more fun with puns. Fun with puns. And don't forget, if you struggled with this episode, become a member this week to get the language focus deep dive or vocabulary pronunciation lesson, the PDF transcript, and everything you need to understand this episode in even more detail. Thank you, thank you.
And come over to Telegram and just let us know if you don't have puns or if you know, or if how they work, because we would like to know if every country in the world has puns. So we need at least one person from every country in the whole world to come into Telegram, please. Thank you. Bye.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Cheerio. Bye. Hello and welcome back. This is The Language Focus, the part of the podcast where we take a closer look at some of the vocabulary from this week's chat. What you're going to hear is part of a longer conversation, over 10 minutes, that is available to our members. If you'd like to hear the full conversation, head over to englishacrossthepond.com/membership to find out more. Mine is a play on the phrasal verb to round up. Now, a cowboy or a shepherd, somebody who looks after sheep, their job is to round up their animals. That means to bring them together, to bring them off the mountain and to bring them back into the farm for winter or something like that. At first, the animals are spread over a big distance and you on your horse or you with your sheepdog, you round them up. And that means to gather and collect them together. So a cowboy asks me if I could help him round up 18 cows, which of course means to collect 18 cows and bring them all together. But then also round up, as Jennifer said in the full podcast, it means it has a mathematical meaning. If you round up 7 to the nearest 10, you go to 10. You know, it's to round up and round down. So is it like,
it's a round up would be, you round up to something, and it's making whatever that number is to the next highest, like kind of even or number, whatever you're rounding up to. Round it up to the nearest 10. We take it up to the closest 10 to make it even 10, 20, 30, 40.
or hundreds or thousands, or you can round down as well. So of course, a cow. Go on.
I was just gonna say 18 is not really like a rounded number. It's kind of like a random number, yeah. You know. So like 20 is rounding it up to a 10, to an easier number to kind of count.
So the cowboy asked me if I could help him physically round up his cows, but I misunderstood his question because I'm a mathematician and I just took the 18 and moved it up to 20 to numerically round up the number of cows that he owns. There's nothing like...
You're a mathematician.
There's nothing like killing a joke by completely explaining every single detail.
I know, but now our members, now that all of you guys know all of these in boring, excruciating detail.
It's fantastic.
Now
for
you can go tell these. Yeah. Now you can go tell these jokes confidently, and you can sound like you're fluent.
Yeah.
Was it? So you just took the ball and kept on rolling.
I did.
Two.
Yeah, doesn't make any sense. Of course. American coin factory. American coins are called cents. There is a T in there that we don't really pronounce. But also, if something just stops working, then it doesn't make sense, as in, like, it's illogical. There's no real reason that we can understand. So the machine stopped working, it doesn't make sense, and it stopped working for no reason, so it doesn't make sense. Cents and cents. They sound exactly the same. How do you say the coin, cents? The same way?
A cents, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be $4.53.
Yeah. Very, very... I mean, I wonder who was the first person to think of that. I think it's a really... I mean, you know, I just found it on the internet. It's not my joke, but, like, what a clever joke. That's really, really clever.
Those are... I just got... Homophones. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sound alike.
Yeah.
But they have a different meaning.
Yeah.
A homophone. Cent or cents and cents.
Yeah.
Zero. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. To the guy who invented zero, thank you for...
Lady.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, yeah. I changed it. It actually says guy, but I tried to be inclusive.
Nice.
Yeah, so in front of me, it actually does say guy. Thank you. To the lady who invented zero, thank you for nothing. That means for the person who baked me the cake, thank you for the cake. You know, for the person who did this, thank you for that. But also, of course, zero is nothing. So, and we say thanks for nothing when we're actually not thankful and not grateful. So somebody maybe...
Sarcasm.
Somebody gets you a big, beautiful box for your birthday, and when you open it, there's something very small and, like, silly inside, and you say, oh, thanks for nothing.
Like a roll of toilet paper.
Good point, yeah. So, thanks for nothing, as in zero is useless, but also thanks for nothing, as in nothing is zero. Ta-da!
Yes, I like that one too.
Yeah, good.
What kind of cheese is not your cheese?
Woo. Yeah.
Nacho cheese.
Nice.
So nachos are, of course, one of my favorite treats.
Mm.
It is a tortilla chip.
Yeah, triangle.
You know, typically a corn tortilla chip, but of course now they have all these non-corn options like cassava flour and all these other delicious things. But a triangle-shaped chip with types of cheese on top. It's usually like a melted cheddar or a Mexican blend, which is cheddar and mozzarella and like other types of cheese. We do vegan, of course. But you can also get like this really melted, creamy cheese, and you can pour it on top like at a baseball game or at a sporting event. That melted cheese is called nacho cheese. It's a specific type of cheese. Then, of course, the American linked, maybe the same in British English as well, the linked sound of not your cheese. So what kind of cheese is not your cheese? Not your, not your, nacho. Nacho, which is like the shortened and kind of exaggerated nacho, meaning not your, not sure. Because when a T and a Y. Connect in American English. You're going to get the CH sound. Notch here. Notch. Nope.